I'm Carrie Fountain, and this is Just to Say, where we talk to poets about the poems they make and the poems they love.
Poetry's about anarchy, it's about mystery, it's about dreams, it's about, you know, the unknown.
I made myself anew in poetry.
The poem invites the world to come celebrate.
Donald Hall was a poet laureate and wrote over the course of a very long life amazing, wonderful poems, sort of examining rural life in America. He lived on the farm that he bought when his grandmother died and very famously quit teaching along with his wife, Jane Kenyon, and they moved out to this farm in New Hampshire and spent the rest of Jane's life. She died much younger, and then he lived out the rest of his life there. And he died this year at the age of 89 and was a preeminent poet. And I thought I would just read a poem of his that I find to be kind of very demonstrative of his spirit and style. So this is called Convergences by Donald Hall. At 16, he dismisses his mother with contempt. She hears with dread the repulsive waves approach, and her 50-year-old body smothers underwater. An old man loses half his weight, as if by stealth, but finds in his shed his great-grandfather's knobbly cane and hobbles toward youth beside the pond's swart water. She listens to the dun-colored whippoorwills three beat before dawn, and again when dusk enters the cornfield parched and wanting water. He imagines but cannot bring himself to believe that the dead woman enters his house disguised, or that the young rabbi made vin rouge from water. Within the poem, he and she, hot, cold, and Luke, converge into flesh of vowels and consonant bones, or into uncanny affection of earth for water. I really just appreciate the way that Hall kind of offers, with no connective tissue, these little images, these little vignettes and stanzas that are almost like themselves, kind of like parables, and that they have both in their own right, they have a power, kind of like a Zen Koan power in and of themselves, but that also in this poem, he manages to create this kind of movement forward so that in the last stanza within the poem, he and she, hot, cold, and Luke, like sort of all things, converge into flesh of vowels and consonant bones, or into uncanny affection of earth for water. And you've heard him before in the poem talk about dusk entering the cornfield parched and wanting water. And you've heard him reference Jesus turning water to wine. And it's, you know, it's just this poem that seems to address and kind of meditate on many of the things that Donald Hall was preoccupied with throughout his career. And just, you know, As a fan of Donald Hall, I started reading his poems and thinking about him and his legacy. And then I, of course, started looking at the poems of his late wife, Jane Kenyon, who died at the age of 50 of leukemia. So she had, unfortunately for her and for us, her adoring readers, a very short writing career, or an unfortunately short writing career. And I came upon this poem that, like, alongside the poem that I just read of Donald Hall's, and here at the end of the year, and just in thinking about those that we have lost this year in the poetry community, and maybe in our own personal lives, I thought I would just share this Jane Kenyon poem as well. And this poem is called Let Evening Come. Let the light of late afternoon shine through chinks in the barn, moving up the bales as the sun moves down. Let the cricket take up chafing as a woman takes up her needles and her yarn. Let evening come. Let dew collect on the hoe abandoned in long grass. Let the stars appear and the moon disclose her silver horn. Let the fox go back to its sandy den. Let the wind die down. Let the shed go black inside. Let evening come. To the bottle in the ditch, to the scoop in the oats, to air in the lung, let evening come. Let it come, as it will, and don't be afraid. God does not leave us comfortless. So let evening come. You can find the poem Let Evening Come in Jane Kenyon's collected poems, which was put out in 2005 by Grey Wolf Press. And you can find Donald Hall's poem Convergences in his book The Back Chamber, which was published in 2011 by Houghton Mifflin Harcourt. This Is Just to Say is produced at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas. I'm Carrie Fountain. Thanks for listening.